It is Tuesday, July 16th, 2013. This is Spingola Speaks, and this is Deanna Spingola. I'm coming to you from the hot suburbs of Chicago. I really appreciate you joining me today on RBN for people who can handle the truth. RBN's website is republicbroadcasting.org. I just want to share a note from a listener. On July 4th, a gentleman by the name of Richard from Alabama, who is also one of our listeners, called in and talked with our guest. And one of our other listeners would love to get a hold of you. He has some commonality with what you were talking about. And so if you could possibly call into our producer at 800-313-9443 and leave your telephone number with him, or you may email me, and I will give you the phone number of the person who would like to speak with you. Alrighty, to see the guest lineup and relevant links for this program, please visit Spingola.com. Another site that I wish to draw your attention to is SpingolaSpeaks.info. One of our listeners created this wonderful site, and I am very grateful for those efforts. During the program, email your questions or comments to comment@Spingola.com. Join others in the chat room by clicking on the chat room button on my website, Spingola.com, or by going to Spingola.chatingo.com. We will take calls in the second hour after we open the phone lines at 800-313-9443. Our guest today is Hans Krampe. That's K-R-A-M-P-E. He's written a wonderful article, which Wayne from Canada has posted, and so we will make sure that we post that link in the archives. Welcome to the program, Hans.
Hi, Deanna.
How are you?
Well, I'm okay. It's nice and warm outside.
It is.
The sun is shining, and I'm sitting here inside.
That's good. Me too. But it's very nice. It's nice to have some sunny weather.
Yeah.
Well, you have written this article, and it certainly calls into question what a lot of people have been assuming or claiming about Russia and of course about Putin. And I'm pretty negative about Putin because, well, after all, he used to be a member of the KGB, and he's been pretty chummy with a certain tribe. So I really don't want to assume that he is going to all of a sudden come forward and be a magnificent Superman that's going to save people or things, or especially with the new law that he's been drafting up.
Well,
or that others have been drafting up.
I was taken in, like all the people you mentioned, by Putin initially, tentatively, when I found that he had been a member of the KGB, I had kind of my apprehensions about him. But what took me in was many of his policies for Russia were very similar to Adolf Hitler's for Germany in the 1930s. And I thought, well, maybe he is one of the younger KGB guard. Maybe he has seen the light, and maybe, he uses his experience with the KGB and with world politics to improve things in Russia that benefits the large population.
Sure. Hans, we are going to a quick 3-minute break. We will be right back after a word from our sponsors.
Moment of panic. Sheer terror, really. You're afraid to answer the phone, frightened by who might be at the door. If you're facing foreclosure or being harassed by debt collectors, you know the feeling. You need to visit whatliesinyourdebt.com to turn the tables on the banksters, collection agencies, and other crooks. WhatLiesInYourDebt.com has solutions. WhatLiesInYourDebt.com features live training webinars from experts, a member forum, support from experts who've been where you are right now and came out the other side in a better financial situation. If you are like millions of Americans who are behind on their mortgage, behind on their credit cards, or just being harassed by debt collectors, then this system is for you. We promise. If you cannot stop your foreclosure, even if it's imminent, if you cannot stop those debt collectors from bugging you, if you cannot clean up your credit, and finally, if you cannot make a few $1,000s during the entire process, make money from the debt collectors, yes, at WhatLiesInYourDebt.com, we will refund your money 100% in the first 60 days. Don't fear the bill collectors anymore. Visit WhatLiesInYourDebt.com.
The five self-evident truths of the Declaration of Independence are the standing definition of our Republican form of government. Each unalienable right has an attached duty because we are all created equal. Like the right, the duty is permanent and non-transferable. There can be no paper to lean the right and no paper to waive the duty. Deriving their just powers from the consent of the governed does not mean if you can think of it, you can consent to it. Truly, it names a condition where a right must be held without violation of its duty by both parties who can then consent. Our grand jury has been destroyed without the consent or the right. Return the grand jury customarily impaneled by the elected county sheriff and one where people can appear with information. McGilvery Machine Company, Reading, Michigan. Innovative research and development of prototype industrial equipment since 1988.
In an emergency situation, would you drink contaminated water? You could if you had the amazing Life Straw from MyPatriotSupply.com. LifeStraw is the most advanced personal water filter available today. It filters contaminated water from almost any source. LifeStraw is lightweight and compact, perfect for hiking, camping, or in an emergency like a flood. LifeStraw is easy to clean, comes with a one-year warranty, and has been used worldwide since 2005. Get the amazing LifeStraw personal water filter at MyPatriotSupply.com. Plus, check out Survival Seed Vault, 20 seed varieties for only $37.95, Tatler canning lids, long-term storable foods as low as $69.95, and much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Enjoy stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com. That's 866-229-0927, MyPatriotSupply.com, for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
Welcome back. This is Deanna, and our guest today is Hans Krumpa, and he has written a fabulous article, which Wayne from Canada has posted, and it is called Historical Revisionism Under Attack in Russia, The Russian Bear Covering Up Its Own Bloody Tracks, and they have plenty of them.
Well,
right?
Undoubtedly, but they don't like the world public to know about it. So here's what Putin knows. He knows that the whole world knows about the crimes that have been committed by the Red Army, except Germany. In Germany, the denazification efforts have driven that kind of information into a black hole that vanished. Most Germans don't even know, except for the older people and they that actually experienced all these atrocities, and they, to a large extent, have now died off. So the younger generation is practically unaware of what happened. And but we don't. We know. And there are still enough people alive that remember, and there are statements that have been made, or not statements, but stories being told about the events, and there's documentation that proves the events, and especially in the KGB archives. The KGB archives contain all kinds of documentation that revealed exactly what happened during the war, before the war, and after the war. Now, coming back to Putin, being an ex-KGB man, I had suspicions, but I gave him, the benefit of a doubt that he might want to pursue a more rational and humane course in politics in Russia. And then I noticed that he didn't do much about the media control in the Soviet Union by Jews, especially when I looked at Pravda. When you look at Pravda, you see perfect similarities with the New York Times, Times Magazine, Washington Post, that kind of attitude, and as it pertains to Russia, and as it pertains to the Russian attitudes towards Germany and the events in the war. And here they were, spreading perfect lies openly and would not get reined in by Putin and his government to tell the truth. Well, Putin actually thinks what Pravda, or let's say he pretends to believe what Pravda publishes is the truth, and what Pravda publishes is the historical accuracy, and that's not what it is. It is a cover-up. It is the continuation of the denazification of the world. And so I got kind of a little bit suspicious. But then the real, where he really hit home, where his mind is at, was when I saw a picture of him with a Jewish beanie hat on his scarf. I thought, well, that can't be true. It's probably a Photoshop kind of thing.
Uh-huh.
But then I read news about how he went to Israel. And there he is in the friendliest of terms with these guys, telling them, oh, yeah, we will make sure that the Holocaust is not being forgotten, and supporting, the establishment of museums, Holocaust museums, and that kind of thing.
And right. He also went there to help dedicate a memorial to the Red Army and all of their victory and their sacrifice in serving the Soviet Union.
Yeah, I come to that. The Great Patriotic War and the parades they are doing every year.
Right.
Then I thought maybe he is just this is just politics. Maybe he's just trying to be diplomatic, and maybe he has some cards up his sleeve that we don't know about.
Mm-hmm.
But recently, I then read a report on, I think it was on RIA Novosti,
mm-hmm.
Where Putin has donated a large amount of his own personal money for the erection of a Holocaust museum in the center of Moscow. Well, then I knew exactly what he was about.
Right.
And now, when I observe his moves towards the events in Syria, the moving of the Russian fleet towards Tartus, and the warnings he issues, for towards the West not to further supply the rebels there with arms, etc., and giving the Syrians the S-300 air defense system, etc. All of that strikes me as
a little suspicious, to say the least.
A theater, a performance.
Sure, stage play.
Then we have also the predominance in the Russian economy of Jewish-led and Jewish-organized multinational corporations, you know, sucking the public property from the Soviet Union time, the oil industry, the heavy industry, the aircraft industry, etc., the military-industrial complex, all of it being under multinational control, and then also the Central Bank of Russia not being an interest-free, debt-free institution who issues the Russian currency, but it's just another central bank like all the other Western central banks, probably controlled or certainly controlled by Jews.
Mm-hmm.
Well, and then, you know, this continued the continued statements he makes about, you know, defending the right of the Jews to have their country, etc., etc.
Right.
So that clearly shows where Putin is at. I didn't know that Putin actually spoke fluent German. And the reason why, how he learned, or the way he learned it was because he presided in East Germany as the Russian part of this country to make sure that the East Germans were towing the Russian line, or the Soviet line at the time.
Oh, so that's very significant.
Hmm?
That is very significant.
Yeah. And, you know, considering what went on in East Germany in those years, and that he was the guy who was overseeing it, it's just the last nail in the coffin. It proves that he is actually a very dangerous man as far as Germany is concerned.
Right.
Another thing I found out was in 1989, 1990, when the Soviet Union collapsed, Helmut Kohl was the Chancellor of Germany at the time, and Hans-Dietrich Genscher was the Minister of the Interior at the time, and they were being offered by Gorbachev to gain back East Prussia and the Eastern Territories, and, you know, Gorbachev actually wanted the Germans to reunite right back to the old expanse of the old German Reich. Well, you know what Kohl and Genscher said? We wouldn't want it given to us. They didn't want it. And they said this with no authority by the German people. There was no referendum. If they had put it to a referendum, you know what the outcome would have been. The
sure.
Germans would have voted 100%. We want it back. But here is Kohl and Genscher giving it away. And no surprise, because Helmut Kohl, first of all, is a Jew, and he had stated many times that he didn't consider himself a German but a European. And Genscher and Kohl both were active or essential in the creation of the European Union. And the European Union was imposed on the peoples of Europe without their consent, against their will, by lying, by disguising, by pressuring, by playing behind the scenes. And so you had, from inside Germany, a large amount of former communists and Stasi members diverting any effort to reunite Germany fully.
Right. Alrighty, Hans, we are going to a 3-minute break. We will be right back after a word from our sponsors.
Do you love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today and fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
Ceramic body armor is rated to stop six hits. But what about the seventh? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit. The government's Department of Homeland Security is buying up loads of ammo. At the same time, they're restricting civilians' rights to own and purchase firearms. Can you put two and two together? Infidel body armor can stop every round, including hollow points and 308 sniper rounds, is reasonably priced and fully legal. But for how long? Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com, spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
As many of you know, natural supplements are fantastic for your body and have zero side effects. You need to restore your body's natural balance. TerraVim strives to carry only the highest quality dietary supplements and natural vitamins that can be beneficial in helping your body recover from the impact of daily stress, allergens, illness, environmental pollution, and the aging process. Why buy from TerraVim? Simple. TerraVim provides a rewards program. Earn $1 for every $10 spent, free health consultations, free shipping on all orders, and an additional 10% discount on every order when you mention the coupon code RBN. Call 866-647-4372. That's 866-647-4372, or go to TerraVim.com. That's TerraVim.com. TerraVim, the best supplements on earth.
Welcome back. This is Deanna. Our guest today is Hans Krompa. Just as a little bit of background about Gorbachev. In 1989, President George H.W. Bush began a multi-billion dollar Project Hammer program using an investment strategy to bring about the economic destruction of the Soviet Union, including the theft of the Soviet treasury, the destabilization of the ruble, the funding of a KGB coup against Gorbachev in August of 1991, and the seizure of all major energy and munitions industries in the Soviet Union. Those resources would subsequently be turned over to the international bankers and corporations. On November 1st, 2001, the second operative in the Bush regime, President George W. Bush, issued Executive Order 13233 on the basis of national security and concealed the records of past presidents, especially his father's spurious activities during 1990 and 1991, making those records no longer accessible. The Russian coup was discussed in June 1991 when Yeltsin visited with Bush in conjunction with his visit to the United States. On that same visit, Yeltsin met directly with Gerald Corrigan, the chairman of the New York Federal Reserve. So probably they wanted to get rid of, well, they got rid of Gorbachev. And any of his ideas or plans to help the Germans?
Well, I'm not sure that that they wanted to get rid of Bob Gorbachev, but I think in the end Gorbachev had done his duty and was retired. But Gorbachev was instrumental in the collapse of the Soviet Union.
Mm-hmm.
And that happened probably with the agreement or to the great delight or supported by the United States, of course.
Oh, absolutely.
And There you are. That's what I meant to say when, you know, I was apprehensive. I had followed international politics as far as the United States was concerned for decades. And I was wondering how multinational corporations and banks would move into such a juicy morsel as the Soviet Union to rip off whatever they could, and how Russian politicians would try to prevent it. Well, they didn't try to prevent it because by that time the Russian mafia was already firmly established in politics, in the oil industry, in all the big industries, and they were then facilitating the Western robbery of Russian industry and, you know, taking control over the Russian economy altogether.
Right. They had a few show trials, and they arrested, I can't remember his name, I have it in my notes somewhere.
Todorovsky or Chodorkovsky?
Yeah, that guy. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, his time in jail is like a, you know, holiday resort.
Right.
And money is no object kind of thing.
Sure.
When you see pictures of Chodorkovsky, and he is always smiling in good health and having one hell of a good time there.
Oh, sure.
What really annoys me, or not annoys me so much, what I find totally ridiculous is the May 8th parades on Red Square in Moscow, you know, when the Soviets marching around and celebrating their victory. Well, what a bunch of ridiculous clowns. They march along with their noses up in the sky, thinking that impresses the world with the furiosity and the courage of the Soviet soldiers. Well, it looks ridiculous when you see the officers with their silly hats on, you know, with a diameter of a foot and a half on top of their head. It does not only look impractical, it looks like, you know, ill-designed theater props. And when I then observe this, knowing what I know of what the Red Army did in the Second World War to women and children and even their own people, I can't believe my eyes what I'm seeing there. How can they celebrate this? They're pretending to be heroes when they are, in fact, they're total cowards. They have been driven by commissars with guns in their backs to do and to commit all these atrocities, and of course with large amounts of booze helping them along.
Oh, right. Go ahead.
Do people know what happened in Nemersdorf or in Königsberg or in East Prussia and in Poland, for example? People don't know, because that information has, for as long as the Soviet Union existed, been buried in KGB archives as, you know, probably with the label of national security. Why would they hide things like this in their archives if they didn't have something to hide? For any country, why would they hide things that the public ought to know?
Exactly. We are going to a quick 3-minute break. We will be right back with our guest after a word from our sponsors.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror, or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, the government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper. Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
If you would like to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself from anything out of bounds concerning cardiovascular or diabetic circulation problems, then this might be the most important ad you'll ever hear. It is possible to acquire a 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation, which works. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. For a long and healthy life, order today by calling 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Order online at heartandbody.com. That's heartandbody.com.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store, or call us at 1-877-605-9200.
Our guest today is Hans Krompe, and he's written a wonderful article, and you can read that article. There's a link to it, and the name of the article is Historical Revisionism Under Attack in Russia, The Russian Bear Covering Up Its Own Bloody Tracks. And that's a wonderful article. And in the last week or so, I have been reading a book entitled Ethnic Cleansing in the USSR, 1937 to 1949 by J. Otto Pohl, P-O-H-L. And he also wrote The Stalinist Penal System, A Statistical History of Soviet Repression and Terror, 1930 to 1953. And looking those books up on Amazon, just for the Kindle edition of the one on ethnic cleansing, it's $92. That's a Kindle edition. Then you have the other one, The Stalinist Penal System. Brand new, that book is $115.12. There's a used copy for $52. So apparently, just given the price of these books, the average reader is not going to be purchasing these books. And, of course, the average American doesn't do much reading anyway. So the press and the media can say just about that. I guess that's redundant, but they can say just about anything they want to, and the American people will just eat it up and think, "Oh, isn't this wonderful?" Are you there?
You know what I think?
What?
I think that the truth can be told now wholly, and the powers that be don't care, because their strategies have advanced so far that it doesn't matter anymore whether people know the truth or not, because we are being practically infiltrated and surrounded by nothing but New World Order agents. And to be frank, I have very little hope that anything can be done to stop them at this stage.
Well, they certainly have infiltrated, and they have so many minions and Sayanim and people who believe all of the rubbish and the rhetoric that a lot of people self-censor. They won't say anything, even if they believe something, they won't say it because they know that they're going to be demonized by people who just simply are misinformed, totally misinformed. And that misinformation, of course, is a result of the government school system.
Well, they are not just misinformed. I mean, the vast majority of people don't even want to know. They are uninformed. They sit in front of the idiot box and think they get information when they, in fact, are being manipulated and mind-controlled. People, I have heard from people that I know that they burst out in outrage. How can you even think about that? Are you telling us TV is not telling the truth and they are all lying? These people are living still on the moon, and they are the vast majority.
Oh, you know? How true.
And the forces that are being used, the militaries, the police forces, the secret services, all of them are staffed by people who have no principles and no consciences. They just go and do whatever they are told because they're getting paid well.
Absolutely.
And in these days of economical collapse all over the world, they will stay there and do what they are told because it's all everybody for himself, you know?
Right.
And that is what is so discouraging about the whole thing.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
And
sure,
that is why John Kaminsky, for example, is, you know, I just admire this guy, how he can remain positive in all this and then keep on banging away on the ignorance and the indifference of the public.
But that's what you do also. You're to be admired, too, because of what you're doing.
I'm just a guy who once in a while bursts out with something like this article. I'm not really an activist in that sense.
But if
I was an activist, I would probably do something entirely different. I wouldn't be writing anymore.
Ah.
You know what I mean?
Yes, I think I do. But you're doing a lot to educate people. You've done a lot of translation work. You do a lot of behind-the-scenes stuff that is really relevant and necessary.
Yeah, well, I hope it has some effect. You know, hope is always the last thing that dies.
Sure.
But to come back to the practices of the Red Army, I only heard of mention of the atrocities that the Red Army was committing on injured German soldiers and POWs when from people who were of my family and acquaintances that had been fighting in the Second World War on the Eastern Front. But I thought it. I didn't hear it mentioned often, but I put it off as, well, that was war, you know? And I thought these kinds of things happen in a war, you know? It's normal. You go to war, you get killed. Well, that's not how the Wehrmacht fought. The Wehrmacht did not torture their POWs to death and did not torture injured soldiers.
And they didn't
actually
rape
helped
women.
The Russian soldiers. You know, the medics of the Wehrmacht, when they went into a field and they found Russian injured soldiers, they would they would care for them just as much as they were for the German soldiers, unless situations were so bad that they first had to take care of the German soldiers and then of the Russians. And
right.
by then many of them might have died already of their wounds.
Well, there was another thing too. I mean, in addition to the war, the minute that Hitler became chancellor in 1933, there was a lot of Germans who were living in Russia, had been there since 1763 when Catherine the Great invited foreigners to come in and to settle in certain areas around the Volga. And
yeah.
So there were all of these Germans there.
Especially also in the Ukraine.
Yes, yes.
I didn't know that vast amounts of Germans were farming the Ukraine.
Exactly.
I didn't know
that.
I thought they were all
Ukrainians, but they starved.
You know?
Yes.
When the German forces came to the Baltic states and into Ukraine, they were received with open arms. They were thrown flowers at. They were given food and drink and to welcome them.
Right.
Did you ever hear anywhere that happened to the Red Army when conversely they approached westward anywhere? That they were received with flowers by the ordinary people in the street? No way. They had a reputation already then.
Right. And that was a real reception. It wasn't one put on by the Rendon Group as some sort of PR stunt paid by the Pentagon.
You can clearly see this in film footage and photographs that were made at the time.
Right.
You know, it was not pretended. There was no photo ops. The argument that prevails now among the leadership in Russia is that the Germans invaded Russia. Innocent Russia, who was just sitting there peacefully minding their own business and had no idea, were totally surprised when suddenly the German Wehrmacht was invading Russia. That is the picture that is being conveyed, and that is the historical picture we were taught in school. And that is also the historical picture that is mainly being taught in every Western educational institution. And that is what people know, what believe to know.
Mm-hmm.
So what actually happened was that the Soviet Union had been producing under Stalin vast amounts of military hardware. They had the most advanced tanks in the world. It wasn't the Tiger tank of the German Wehrmacht who was the good and overwhelming tank. It was the T-34 being produced by thousands and thousands. They had 23,000 tanks, a lot, just tanks. And then they had, I don't know how much artillery of all kinds. They had a airborne division of over 900,000, almost a million. That was the biggest airborne division that had ever existed in the world. You know what an airborne division is for? It's a solely offensive unit. It is there to attack. It is useless for defense because you don't need airborne divisions to fall back behind your own lines and operate from there. It only is good if they can overfly the fighting lines and then drop behind the enemy lines and fight and fall into the back of the enemy. That is what airborne divisions do. Also, you had over 160 divisions. I don't know how many millions of soldiers and how many thousands of hardware, airplanes. The Russians had three times or four times as many aircraft as Germany had. They had seven times as many tanks. they had way more artillery and advanced kind of military technology at their disposal. And they were all concentrated along the German border. Now, you have to concentrate if you want to attack someone on the enemy's border and then pounce. That's how you make sure that your advance will succeed. Well, the moment before you pounce, that is the most vulnerable situation in such a style of warfare, because there is all your arms and your manpower concentrated in one long strip, and that is why the Wehrmacht was so successful initially. They were ahead of Stalin's date of attack by maybe by something like 2 weeks, and the Germans just had to strafe from the air the line and bombard it and destroy all their preparations in one fell swoop, and that is what happened. And of course, here are the Russians, and here's Stalin. He couldn't believe it, that the Germans would have been that audacious with far inferior manpower and far inferior, not inferior manpower, but inferior in numbers, and with far fewer arms to attack a Leviathan like that. And, of course, you can imagine the emotional impact that had on the Russians. First of all, they were terrified of what happened, and then they were ashamed that it was an utter humiliation to them. And the response of that was utter viciousness to get back at them, to go for revenge, to make the Germans suffer for it. That was the motivation behind the routine military practice of the Red Army. Make it painful, make it as horrible as you can possibly can as a revenge for their initial defeat practically.
Right. I just got an email. Let me just share it with you. This is about Helmut Kohl, who you mentioned before. And she says, Helmut Kohl is about 6'4". He speaks a typical dialect of his German state. He was in the Hitler Youth. In the last weeks of the war, Kohl was drafted to the SS. His brother died as a Wehrmacht soldier. His wife was gang raped by the Red Army as a girl, about 12 years old. Afterwards, they threw her out the window, and during her entire life, she suffered from back pain. And the writer suggests that Helmut Kohl, in fact, there's been a lot of propaganda saying that Helmut Kohl was Jewish, but he is not. He was not. And like most German politicians after the war, he had to subdue himself to the wishes of the Jewish lobby. What are your thoughts?
Damage control. You know, that man had no conscience whatsoever, and I don't know what his relation to his wife was, that he could actually then, after the war, remain in politics and become a turncoat. And not just any old turncoat, but he went to extremes of being a turncoat. For example, he announced in the Bundestag, which is was at the time the West German parliament, he says, here is not a German nationalist, but an engaged friend of the Polish history, Polish future, and most of all of the Polish people. Now here, he knows what the Poles had done to the German minorities in the Polish occupied territories of Silesia, West Pomerania, Danzig, and
oh, it's terrible. terrible.
And this is what he says in 1976 in the Bundestag. He also mentioned something in 1989, he said to Charles Powell, I don't know, Charles Powell was probably, he was an, you know, an external affairs man of the United States. And they were in England, and Cole said to him,
Hans, hold that thought. We need to go to a quick break. We'll be right back, and then you can tell us what he said.
Wouldn't it be nice to have one product that replaces more than 10, saving you space, time, and money? HempUSA.org has a complete full-spectrum vitamin mineral detox formulation called Micro Plant Powder Gold. Micro Plant Powder Gold contains 101 vitamins, minerals, probiotics, and iodine, has a 100-year shelf life, and is a perfect addition to any storage shelter. Make Micro Plant Powder Gold your choice. Call 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org today. Did you know there are 3 million edible food plants on Earth, and none have the nutritional value of the hemp plant? HempUSA.org offers you hemp protein powder. It does not contain chemicals or THC, is non-GMO, and is 100% gluten-free. Hemp protein powder burns fat, builds muscle, contains 53% protein, and feeds the body the nutrients it needs. Call 888-910-4367 and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.
Golden Stag Safaris invites you to hunt in one of Argentina's most beautiful scenarios. Enjoy the quietness of the Pampas and the five-star accommodation lodge. Excellent food and wine included in your stay. All the while hunting big game in the Argentine Valley. An area known for having a wide range of game, excellent trophies, the biggest stags in South America, as well as many other species. All gold medal quality. One-on-one guided hunts, rental guns available with the highest quality scopes in every caliber, Land Rovers for transport, pickup at Buenos Aires Airport, and a private aircraft for charter is all available. Go to www.goldenstagsafaris.com to see photos and for more information. Again, www.goldenstagsafaris.com.
Extend your life with
Extendovite. Are you or someone you know suffering from high blood pressure, cholesterol, or chest pains? Are you looking for a more natural way to overcome these health challenges? Extendovite is made from herbs known to help with these symptoms. Made from garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, and four other herbs, Extendovite goes to work detoxifying heavy metals and killing fungus and virus to enhance your overall health. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a two-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Welcome back. This is Deanna. Our guest today is Hans Krumpe. And, okay, you were right in the middle of telling us what he said.
Yeah, well, this happened when Cole and Powell were met at a visit of Margaret Thatcher in 1989, where Cole said to Powell, explain to Margaret that that she finally understands that I am not German but European. Now, this flies in the face of the oath that every chancellor has to make before he is starts his time as a chancellor. And the oath that he makes is being recorded. recorded in a file called the Chancellor file, Kanzleramt. And even though this file is the existence of this file was for a long time denied to exist, it is nevertheless there, and it was being revealed by and officially acknowledged by Egon Bahr. Egon Bahr was a member of parliament, and in it, and by another military person, Major General Gerd Helmut Komosa, and
Now, isn't he the fellow that talked about the agreement that the Germans made that they would serve NATO for like the next 50 years or something?
I'm unaware of that. I don't know. You know, okay. I just recently found out about the existence of Komosa at all.
Oh, okay.
Even though I was in the military, and even then I didn't know or never heard the name Komosa. This Chancellor file was kept and declared top secret for the longest time, until 1989, I figure. And it is clear that each BRD, the Federal Republic of Germany chancellor, had to sign this file before taking office.
Right.
And with that signature, Egon Bahr states, with that signature, the gold of the BRD held by the Allies stays impounded. So each chancellor was blackmailed into signing this secret file in contradiction of the oath he made officially.
Okay, now that's Major General Gerd Helmut Komosa,
K-O-M-O-S-S-A.
Okay, yeah, and that was that secret treaty on May 21st, 1949?
Yeah, that's when they created NATO, or included the Federal Republic forces into NATO.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. And this treaty compels Germany to fight as part of NATO when and wherever the U.S. government instructs them. All right, we're going to our top of the hour 60-second break and a word from our sponsor. We'll be right back.